Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, my pleasure and my delight to be with you. For our first-time listeners, thank you so very much for tuning in to the broadcast. For those who have been with us all of these years, we thank you as well. We could not continue to do the show without you, and so we thank you so much. This is the end of January. Can you believe that? The end of 2022, in January of 2022. So this has been a month of so many different things going on, so many different avenues that we're exploring. People have been doing resolutions and doing new things and starting out planning for the future. But as we all know, life happens. And then all of a sudden, you are doing none of the things that you plan to do. So this week, we had the awesome pleasure of doing a few things that we thought would be interesting for those who were looking to do something new in 2022. But before I get into that, I want to talk to you about what we're doing at Issues Concerning Women and how you can be a part of that. My good friend Veronica McMillan is going to be joining me in just a few minutes, so we definitely want to let her get her logged in and get her rolling along here tonight. And so we are just excited to be here with you. And Issues Concerning Women is a radio program that we started in 2008. And Veronica and myself wanted to come back and do the program together. And Veronica McMillan is the CEO and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. And so if you have not met Veronica, you definitely need to meet her and find out about all the wonderful things that she is doing. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong by helping them to develop their 501c organizations. We are here to infuse the advocacy that we do as women to empower women. Our vision is to make sure that women and their families and the men that they love have the information that they need so that they can move forward in this ever-changing economy. And as I stated earlier, you know, it's January, it's the end of the month already. We've gone through 27 days, and you probably made some resolutions or even thought about doing some things differently. But we know, again, that life changed, and then we have to pivot. So saying that, I want to bring my good dear friend Veronica on the line so that you can get to speak to her tonight. So, hey, Veronica, how are you?
Hey, Francine, and hey, listening audience.
So glad you could be with me tonight. And I was just saying that we come out of the holidays thinking about the new year, and can you believe it's 27 days already have passed in January?
It's crazy, right?
And so I know. And so none of that stuff that I thought I was going to be doing in January, none of it actually happened. It just kept going the way that it was going. And for me, that means that, one, I may not be ready to pivot yet, and two, I did not plan it out like I should have. So I didn't plan anything, you know, anything really special. I didn't say I was going to go on a diet, any of that, because I know me. I don't like diets because most of the food doesn't taste good. And I was talking to somebody yesterday in one of my classes, and he was saying that since he has been working towards some of his goals for the past 5 months, that he actually has lost 30 pounds. So we know if you stick with the plan, then great things are going to happen. And he was telling me about some of his recipes, which sound did not sound all that appetizing to me, but if they work for him, and that's great. And as we also know, that men, their metabolism is different from a woman. So him losing 30 pounds is great for him, but what he did to lose it may not be great for me. So I said all that to say that whatever it is that you're planning for the new year, make sure that it is relevant to you, your lifestyle, and it's something that you can do. Because we always want to be better. We always want to change. We always want to be learning. So, Veronica, how has your first 27 days been? And just put your two cents worth in there.
Yeah, I said, I think when you and I had the last conversation that I really don't do resolutions or anything like that. What I'm trying to do is just be intentional about, you know, what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. And in terms of diets and all that stuff, I just gave all that stuff up, Francine. I just basically said, let me make sure that I do me, because what happens is I'll make a plan, and then I love breads and stuff like that. And I, of course, you have to do everything with moderation and then be aware of how you're doing it. But I just basically just said, you know what? Let me just take one day at a time, be better at what I'm doing in terms of my life, my family, and everything else just falls in place. That's sort of kind of where I am right now. It's just really, really just taking it one day at a time. That's the thing that I'm doing, intentional about what I'm doing and taking it one day at a time. So that's kind of where
Absolutely.
I am, Francine.
Absolutely wonderful, and that's a great place to be, because we know, again, that life happens, things, you change your mind about something or you get determined about something, but if it's not intentional, then you're really still not going to do it. You may start it, but you're not going to finish it. And so I just encourage everyone that if you have something that you're working on, whether it is a goal for losing that weight or starting a business or starting a nonprofit, whatever it is, put your mind to it, sit down, make that plan, and know that it's not going to happen in 27 days. And that's why I talked about the young man who lost 30 pounds in 5 months, because it takes time for all of these things to manifest. We live in the microwave world. I want it now, quick, quick, snap, snap, and I want it to be done. I don't want to do any work to get to that point, which is so unnerving to me. Because everything that you see us do, it took some work. It took some planning, and it took some strategies, and it took us being, again, intentional. Love that word. That's my word for the year, Veronica. Let me tell you, I was tossed between that and focus, and I think I used the word focus before, so I didn't want to use that again. So I've incorporated intentional into my life as well, making sure that I'm doing all the things that make sense for me and our organizations and what we're doing and how we're moving forward. So, Veronica,
exactly.
I want you to tell the audience about the Kids Academy and how awesome it was.
Yeah, you know, we just super pumped and psyched about the Kids Law Academy. It is going well. Of course, we had our first live session last month, and then we have our second session coming up. I think it's the second week of February, and the kids are excited. The kids just did so well, and I mean, I always say that I'm so amazed at how poised kids are, and how they basically they pivot well in situations like this as well. And so I'm just so happy that we have the partnership with Virginia Beach Police Department. And the Kids Law Academy is that 12-session program that we're having. And looking forward to see what these kids are going to do, because I think it's such a needed thing right now. I think kids want to do something that's fun, that's not school-related, but yet it's educational. I got some stuff today. I had registered our program to the judicial system, something enough, I can't think of what it is, and they send a lot of great information about kids can get involved in different contests and all that stuff. I can't wait to share it with the kids, because this is going to be opportunities beyond this program that these kids are going to have just by being in this program. So I'm just super excited about that, and looking to see, you know, what the kids are going to do next month.
Great. And to extend that information, some of the kids, and two of them were my grandsons, and three of my grandchildren are participating in the program. But on last Saturday, there was a workshop for 11th and 12th graders, and to talk to them about their finances, and I was a part of that, and so that was really, really awesome, and it's called Project Ready, and those kids can get scholarship money, or they have to do an essay, and so I encourage any parent that's listening that lives in the Hampton Roads area, 757 area, to go online and just Google Project Ready, because there are some monies that are available for high school students for internships and for scholarships. And the one thing that I have to say, Veronica, is so often we say that our kids are not getting the same advantages as other kids, or there's nothing for our kids to do. We just gave you two great programs for our children. And so it's up to the parents, of course, to sign their kids up for. I know there's, you know, basketball and soccer and ballet. I know all of those things are important. But we also have to look at how it all fits and makes sense for our children. Because every child is not going to be a basketball player and have hopes and dreams, or be a football player, or be a ballet dancer, or, you know, or play soccer. There are going to be those kids who are innovative and are techie kids and engineers. And so we have to give all of our kids the opportunity to make sure that they get whatever is out there that is available to them. Now, I'm always honest, and because I don't know any other way to be. But as a community, here we go again. Great programs. But we're pulling our teeth to get people to participate in the programs. And why is that? But then on the flip side, we always hear people saying in our communities, there's nothing for our kids to do. So I don't know if we could do more than what we're already doing, Veronica. And I believe that we're marketing very well. I believe that we're reaching out to all the powers that be. I've reached out to the church several times. I know that all churches may not have high school students, but they have cousins who are in high school. If they don't have any children, they have sisters and brothers who have high schoolers and middle school, you know, for your program and our program, Veronica. And why aren't they beating our door down to get this information and be a part of these great programs? And so I'm really perplexed by that. I'm not blaming anybody, because you may not, if you don't know, you just don't know. But when I myself have reached out and put it out there to the churches, and I did not get one child from any of the churches, that makes me go. And so look at all the money we're leaving on the table. Look at all the opportunities we're leaving on the table. And then when our kids grow up and graduate from high school, go to college, and then they want to leave home, you're wondering and scratching your head, why is that?
Right.
And so all I can say is we have to do better as a community. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's going to take for us to do that, but there are so many programs out there, not just the two I just named, but there are so many programs. And unless they feel like they're going to get something up front, they don't want to be involved. Well, what does it take? You know, what do I get? First of all, you get some great information. You get to engage on a community level. You get to teach your children about leadership. You get to, in the format for the Kids Academy, have your children involved with a police department where they actually are sending people in to be with our kids, so they're not afraid of the police and being and having that relationship. And then on the other program is about having internships, and these are paid internships. So guess what? When our kids don't get them and other kids do, I don't want to hear anything from anybody. about why our kids are not getting something. And so I'm going to be quiet, Veronica. So now you take over because you know I can go somewhere and hear some stuff.
That reminds me of when we first started talking to Chief Newdegate about the Kids Law Academy, and something that he said to me regarding one of the rec centers, I believe in Virginia Beach, was a new rec center. They were trying to, you know, get participation, and he said that, you know, it's in a community that needs the rec center, but the kids are not showing up for the programs that are being offered there. And so I think, you know, we got a problem with our kids engaging in certain programs, and I don't know what that reason is, but I do know that when he said that to me, I was like, man, then we're talking about a rec center. And so I don't know what is – I don't know what the issue is with some of our families. And then again, I know for the church, and you a pastor, and the church world is very territorial. You know what I mean? It's very territorial. If it's not coming from them, or if it's not just basically their kids in that specific church doing something, they don't do it, and if they don't feel like, you know, you're on their side, and again, I'm not one. Don't want to sound like I'm bashing the church, but that, I think that's part of our issue, is that it's just like being in the nonprofit world where it's very territorial. You know, if you're not connected with certain groups or certain people, then you know you chose the role a little bit harder than everybody else. But then if it's somebody that people really want and know and be a part of and stuff, They're gung-ho for it. I just don't know, and I think our children suffer for it because of the fact that parents are not really taking the time. And I get it. I know all is COVID, but even before COVID happened, we still were not supportive of our small businesses doing things, our small churches doing things. We still haven't. Mm-hmm. We still haven't been supportive of them in that way. And then we complain when our children are not being exposed, because we got to take them away from just playing basketball and football. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, knocking that, because those scholarships and things are going to happen. But this thing that if our girls are not shaking their tails and halfway naked and cheering and all that stuff, we don't feel like it's doing anything. And we know that, you know, as you move in life and you're starting to consider college, if college is what you want, or trade school, you still need money, no matter which kind of way. And then we start talking about, oh, our households can't afford and all stuff. But you missed 15,000 opportunities while they were in, you know, in middle school, while they went to high school. You didn't participate in free programs and information that's out there for you. We have no excuse. I don't know the reason. I don't know the reason why, Francine. But I do remember while you were saying that, I'll never forget him sitting there and saying, "It's a free program. It's a state of the art rec center. It's this, that, and the other, and no one is showing up." And then of course the police wanted to engage the community because of all of the stuff that has gone on in Virginia Beach and all of that stuff. It is a problem that we're gonna have to figure out, because We're going to lose our children on the back end of this thing. Mm-hmm. And then we can't talk about, well, the white folks got all the good jobs and they got all the good stuff. We cannot. Yep. I don't know the answer, Francine. I just see stuff. And so we talked about it at our beginning of our program. We knew what we wanted to do. And then we scaled back a little bit because of COVID. But we still went ahead. We're still moving ahead with what we had planned, simply because of the fact that we want these children to have, you know, the best experience that they can possibly have, and to be able to be those kids that stand out, because, again, that's what happens. And we all see the pictures. You know, if you choose to go to a predominantly white college, you might see four or five blacks in pictures and stuff, and the rest of them is white. And then we wonder why that the case. It's the case because I believe sometimes we have missed opportunities, and we have no reason to complain. Clearly, there are some things that are not right, but certainly we can't keep making excuses for why we're not doing what we need to do. So that's my two cents worth. I know we can talk. We can talk about that till Jesus comes.
I know. And then I'm gonna be up there asking Jesus, he pulled the screen out of your, Lord, before you do that, can you please explain to me what happened? What happened and why we're not responding to the clarion call of organizations like ours that are reaching out to the community. Like I said, we should have kids on a waiting list waiting for the next go-round. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
we shouldn't be
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out, okay, once we finish with these, what are we going to do? You know? And so, I know, and my heart goes out to parents who, I don't have any little kids at home, but I have grandkids and I have grown children who are now parents. And I know you have to work, and I know it may be an inconvenience, but you make time
for
the basketball game, for the soccer game, for everything else, ballerina class, karate class, you make time for that because and you pay for most of those things. You have to invest some kind of money, especially if your child is going to be good at what they're doing. We're not even asking you to invest anything.
Mm-mm.
You're investing
Mm-mm.
in your child. So sometimes when we used to talk about free stuff, free to some people means, oh, it ain't going to be nothing. It ain't about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it gets to the point where those who did do it and then they have a great outcome, and it was like, wow, I didn't know it was going to be like that. But you didn't even bother to participate and be a part of that. And the same thing, and just not to stay on high schoolers and kids, but the same thing happens in nonprofits and in small businesses, Veronica. You know I'm telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
People get in their little corner with their little group. They only hang out with so-and-so. And if so-and-so doing it, then it's going to be good, even though so-and-so is full of mess. And always got something going on, but you want to be over there in all of that mess. And see, I'm glad sometimes when I don't get invited to stuff, and I don't mind saying it, Rocky. You know I don't because I have no qualms about it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be everything for everybody. I can only be what God has ordained for me to be. So if I don't get invited to certain things, I'm fine with that because that's not where I'm supposed to be anyway. And I'm happy for those who are there. But just because it doesn't have a certain name to it or a celebrity to it, you think it's not anything. And who do you think are funding all of these programs?
Yeah.
The same people. But you just don't know because you too busy worrying about what it looks like and who's going to be there. Whereas I don't see nobody I know, so I'm not going to go, then you're doing yourself a disservice in a nonprofit, in a small business, and with your children. And so I'm asking, as we go into this new year, that people be open-minded about some things. I think we're closed-minded a lot to and being in a particular space. Like you said, the churches, Veronica, we have a big conference of churches. Excuse me. And we all know each other, and we support each other. But we need to get outside of that.
Excuse
me. Oh, my God. I've been running all day today, and I probably need to drink something. But that being said, we need to get outside of our comfort zone and do some things different. So, Veronica, I'm going to let you take it from here to tell people how they can get in touch with you because I need to shut up.
Yeah.
Evidently.
Well, definitely, you can certainly get in contact with me by email us at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. Certainly, you can go to our website and you can give us a call. I'm saying giving us a call by going to our website, looking at the information and the call-in information, because I'm getting some real weird calls and people are sending crazy stuff to me. And so I'll say if you have an interest in more about the micro nonprofit, then if you go to our website or you email me, then you can find my telephone number there or what have you if you are interested in what we're doing in the community. So that's my contact information, Francine, that I just want
to,
again, for 2022. I really, the foolishness, I just, it just has to stop. And we got to figure out ways in which, you know, we can weed out those things that are not for us. And then the things that are for us, people will take the next step. If you want something, you will go after it. And I learned that way, way back again when I was doing programs. And you know, I'll never forget how I was a judge for two or three pageants, and how people who did not even have money really wanted their daughters in that pageant. They found the money. So the excuse that I don't have the money and all that stuff, I don't believe that any longer with people, because we get hair, nails, and everything done when we want it. If we got a date going on, we're going to get the outfit. We're going to do all of that stuff. And so anyhow, you asked for the contact information, not the dissertation.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We need to, somebody needs to hear that. You know, if you need, you have a will, there's a way, you know?
Exactly.
Old people used to say that. If you want to participate in something, you'll find a way to do it. If you want your child to be in something, you'll find a way to do it. And so we just have to get out of that thing, well, you know, I can't afford it, or, you know, it's not going to be anything, because we hear that all the time. And and get out of our little, what we used to call the cliques, you know, I'm just hanging out with these people because, you know, that's all I need to hang out with. I don't need to know anything else. And that's fine. That's the way you want to be, but you're going to miss out on some great, great opportunities. That's all I got to say. And so if you would like to get in touch with me, go to the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, and you can log in there, as Veronica has stated, and same on my website, and you put your information in, then I get that email, and I will call you. Because, again, we're getting, and I don't know what's going on with, you know, these people and the hacking and sending these weird messages. I don't know what that is. And then, and so if you're doing that, please stop. It's not cute. It's annoying, actually.
No.
Nobody has
it really
time
is.
For that foolishness. Nobody has time. So, Veronica, you know we've gone through 29 minutes already. And so is there anything else you want to say as we end out the first month of 2022 to our audience?
No thing but just going out there and then just taking care of yourselves and taking care of others. And then just be grateful, you know, grateful and thankful.
Yes.
So that's my parting words.
Absolutely. Wonderful and great words to end on. And we're going to end right there. We will see you again next Thursday for another episode of Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. And we look forward to just seeing what's going to happen in the coming months. So take care. God bless. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.